USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is vaccinating an average of 3.1 million people a day. That's how White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt opened a briefing.
Nearly one in three Americans and over 40% of adults have at least one shot.
Slavitt stressing that the coronavirus threat is still accelerated along with the distribution of vaccines. Infamous movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is appealing his rape conviction. Weinstein claims he was tried in a highly volatile and prejudicial atmosphere that did not protect his right to a fair trial. The Manhattan District's Attorney's Office in New York will answer the appeal in court. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott ticked off that Major League Baseball is moving the All-Star Game away from Atlanta, Abbott deciding not to throw out the first pitch at the Texas Rangers home opener. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf lamented the fact that the lack of enforcement and accountability at the southern border continues as a massive surge of illegal migrants crossing into the United States continues. Wolf saying the Biden administration is not enforcing restrictions and there's no immigration consequences to illegal behavior. Raul Ortiz is the Border Patrol Department chief. He adds,
so far this year, 4,700 criminal aliens have been prosecuted by the Border Patrol agents. So on top of dealing with, you know, this humanitarian population, you also have to deal with the border security threat that exists out there.
President Biden would welcome a congressional bill canceling $10,000 in student debt. So said Press Secretary Jen Psaki during her daily White House briefing. Psaki noting that the president would happily sign that. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse, much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates, and in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
And finally, one company is giving nearly all of its employees a week off in order to avoid burnout. LinkedIn is offering the time away from work, and it includes events every day for workers who feel isolated during their week off, including volunteer opportunities. The company, owned by Microsoft, is calling this week Rest Up. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.